You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and wherever you are listening to this international broadcast, we welcome you. We open our broadcast with a suggestion. Leave your heavy burdens at the cross.
Leave your heavy burden at the cross.
At the cross.
And go free.
And go free.
Oh, sinner, go free.
Oh, sinner, go free.
Leave your heavy burden at the cross.
At the cross. At the cross of Calvary. Jesus is waiting now to welcome you there. He wants to save you and to take all your care.
Leave your heavy burden at the cross.
At the cross.
And go free.
And go free.
Oh, sinner, go free.
Oh, sinner, go free. Do you bear away the sin? Have you have the peace within? And it seems like your life is all alone. You can find a sweet relief and a joy for every grief if you leave your heavy burden at the cross.
Leave your heavy burden at the cross.
At the cross.
And go free.
And go free.
Oh, sinner, go free.
Oh, sinner, go free.
Leave your heavy burden at the cross.
At the cross.
At the cross.
The scriptures tell us that we should cast all of our care upon Him, for He careth for you. So the Lord has invited us to leave our burdens at the cross, because He is so well able to take them and to work out the problems for us. Heavenly Father, We do thank you for the privilege of sharing the broadcast today with this precious people, and we're trusting that the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each one. You see our congregation and you know their burdens, their cares, and their needs. And you love them and you're willing to help them. So may they look to you, put their trust and confidence in you, and receive from you the help that they stand in need of. Now bless this broadcast and bless the songs and message to hearts. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Since I gave the Lord control, heavy burdens from me roll.
I hate them.
Now I hate the things that I used to love. When before Him I did fall, yielding unto Him my all.
Let me remind you that you're listening to the Way of Truth broadcast coming to you from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland. We want to take time now to give you our mailing address. It would be an encouragement to us if you'd take time to drop us a line and let us know that our broadcast service is a blessing to you. And you may write us the Way of Truth broadcast, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, Post Office Box 88. That's the Way of Truth broadcast, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, Post Office Box 88. And remember, when writing, if you are not now receiving our monthly Way of Truth magazine and you'd like to do so, you may simply by providing us with your name and address. There is no subscription price on the Way of Truth magazine. You may have it simply by asking for it. So when you write us, include your name and address if you'd like to receive our monthly Way of Truth magazine. Remember our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, Post Office Box 88. Now, on today's broadcast, I want to speak on the thought, the sleeping soul. Reading from Romans chapter 13, beginning with verse 11, and reading down through the end of the chapter. Romans 13, beginning with verse 11. And that knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent, the day is at hand.
Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantingness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. Here the Apostle Paul said, knowing the time. What time is it? Let us consider this thought. What time is it? Well, first of all, the times are evil. Yes, the times are evil, and men are sick-minded, and we see sin and debauchery on every hand. The Apostle Paul wrote in his second letter to Timothy, chapter 3, beginning with verse 1, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away." Now that's reading down through verse 5. But if I would have stopped at verse 4, we could have said, well, that is a perfect description of the sinful world in which we live today. And of course it is. But did you notice what I read in verse 5? Paul said, these people that he has described, men that are lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, no self-control, in other words, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God. Paul said, these people, even though they are this way, they're living this kind of a life, they're doing these kind of things, yet they have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. From such turn away. Isn't that a description not only of the out-and-out sinful world today in which we live, but it is a description of the religious world in many circles. Yes, you can't tell the difference between the church member and the non-church member in many instances in the kind of life that they are living. So we are living in an evil time. We're also living in a time when our life is short. Now, back in ancient biblical times, in the beginning of the history of mankind, they lived to be old age, and I really mean old age. But today, if someone lives to be 80 or 90, we think it is old age. But our life is very short. Yes, our life is very short. The Apostle James said in James chapter 4 and verse 14, "Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanish away." Paul, or the James here, said, our life is even as a vapor that appeareth for a little while. Back in the 13th verse, he said, "Go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain." James is saying, in effect, we should not say that because we don't know what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even as a vapor that appeareth for a little while and then vanisheth away. For that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. And so, what time is it? Paul said, knowing the time. Do we really know what the time is? Now, this is the day of salvation. I emphasize that. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Do not let anyone deceive you or to believe, lead you to believe that you're going to have another opportunity after this life, after death comes. No, today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. We need to know, we need to understand that in this lifetime, we are to prepare to meet God. We are to make our peace with God. We are to make our calling and election sure. Now Paul said, now it is high time. And that expression means time beyond the proper time, but before it is too late. In other words, you should have already made peace with God. You should have already come to God and accepted His salvation. So you've gone beyond the proper time, but even so, as long as you still live in this time world, there's still hope. There's still time to make it right with God. Time beyond the proper time, but before it is too late. When you leave this world, it is too late then to make peace with God. No, now is the time. Knowing now the time is the day of salvation, and now is the accepted time. Paul said, knowing therefore these things, knowing the time, knowing that it is high time, it is time to awake out of sleep. In other words, it's time to take action. It's time to do something about your eternity-bound soul. And what should you do? Paul says, cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Things to lay aside, things to put off, things to stop doing. Cast off the works of darkness. The Adam Clark, in his commentary on this passage of Scripture, says rioting includes unclean and immoral songs. And isn't the airways filled today with those kind of songs? Unclean and immoral songs. The filth that is coming over the airways today is certainly immoral and it is unclean. And that is one of the things that is to be put off, to cast aside, and drunkenness. And Clark again says drunken festivals, such as were celebrated in honor of their gods, when after they had sacrificed, they drank to excess, accompanied with abominable acts of every kind. Yes, if you know anything about ancient religions, the paganistic religions, they would worship their idols, they would worship their gods, but they would do it in debauchery and in other evil ways. I remember standing in the ruins of Corinth, Greece, years ago, and our guide pointed to a rock mountain, a tower there, and she said that holy prostitutes lived up there, and they sold themselves to support their religion. Yes, as Clark says, drunkenness included festivals such as were celebrated in honor of their gods, when after they had sacrificed, they drank to excess, accompanied with abominable acts of every kind. But did you know we have false religion today? Yes, there is much false religion in the world today, and it is not worshiping the people who are engaged in this false religion. They are not really worshiping God. No, Jesus said God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. A lot that is carried on in the religious world today is an abomination in the sight of God. I do not say that to judge anyone. I say that simply as a fact. Then chambering. The original word signifies whoredoms and prostitution of every kind. And then Paul mentions wantonness, all manner of uncleanness. And then he mentions strife and envying and every evil work. Paul said these things are to be cast off. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. So let us consider for a moment things to put on, to start doing, in other words. Let us walk honestly. First of all, to put on the Lord Jesus Christ means to accept Christ as your Savior and to receive and believe the gospel, and the gospel will govern your life. Yes, let me emphasize that fact. The gospel will govern your life. I realize there are various religious organizations today that require little or nothing of their members. But, beloved, Jesus Christ requires some things of His followers. And what He requires is for our own good. It's not detrimental. It's not harmful. No, it's for our own good. So Paul said, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and let us walk honestly. Yes, walk honestly. Be honest. Be sincere. Be truthful. Be dependable. Be trustworthy. Make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. The flesh. Paul here uses the word flesh to mean all irregular appetites and passions which lead to works of darkness. They that live after the flesh, the Bible tells us, shall die. But they who through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, they shall live. We must lay off the works of the flesh. We must get rid of them. How? By receiving Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, by being cleansed through His shed blood. Salvation is deliverance. No, you cannot obtain a real experience of salvation and continue to live the old kind of a life that you used to live. Paul said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. So Paul said, let us walk honestly as in the day. No, we're no longer in the dark. The apostle said, the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. And the apostle John said, if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. God delivers us out of darkness into the kingdom of light when He saves us, and we put off the works of darkness. Yes, we lay them aside. We stop doing them. We lay them off, and in their place, we put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and we do not make provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Rather, we are crucified to the flesh, and we live to Christ. We live to the honor and to the glory of God. Make provision for the things of God, not only as far as this time world is concerned, but for the world to come. Yes, we're going to leave this world. Our life is as a vapor, and we're going to give an account to Almighty God for the life that we have lived. So we want to prepare not only to live right in this time world, but in the world to come. But to be able to live with the Lord in the world to come, we must live for Him now. And we do that by casting off the works of darkness and by putting on the Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we do pray that You'll bless these thoughts to our precious radio congregation today. As Your word has gone forth, we trust that Your Spirit has accompanied it and has dealt with precious hearts. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I had drifted for so long, with my life so full of wrong, that the Lord should have turned His back on me. But He took the trembling hand of a lost and lonely man. He moved the fear and dried my tears and made me free. Yes, He took away the sin from my soul where it had been, and He made my blinded eyes again to see. Oh yes, now I understand the beauty of salvation's plan. How on the cross
He paid the cost and made me free.
I had sunk so deep in shame, never calling on His name. All the joys of life had turned to misery. But then He gave me back control of my lost and lonely soul. He broke the chains of mortal shame and made me free.
Yes, He took away the sin from my soul where it had been, and He made my blinded eyes again to see.
Oh yes, now I understand the beauty of salvation's plan.
How on the cross He paid the cost and made me free.
Yes, on the
cross, He paid the cost and made me free.
We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We trust the messages and song has been a blessing to you. If so, it would be an encouragement to us to know. And we invite you to write us our postal address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now, our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our fax number is 301-739-7173, 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. On our webpage, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine. And if you have missed a broadcast, we have an archive there of a number of our broadcasts that you can download and listen to. We would also invite you to be with us in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service at 6. Our midweek service begins at 7 on Wednesday. And again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org. Now, we do thank you for being with us, being a part of our congregation, and we invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, will be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the Lord's blessings rest and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.
Our people together.